morning of March 27th, 1972, morning lecture, Juhu.
Bhutanam Vidhi Partha Sanatana. Buddhi Buddhi Matamasmi Tejas Tejas Sinamaham. Now, Krishna says, Bijang Mang Sarva Bhutan. Bijang means seed. Jatha Bijang, Jatha Jani. For generating, there are two parts, the male part and female part. So, the male part is Krishna, Bija, and the female part is the material nature. Aham Bija Padapita, in another place it is stated, Sarva Jonishu Kauntya Sammavanti Murtaya. Sarva Jonishu. Joni means the source of birth, mother. And Bijan means father. So, this material world, anything which is visible or not visible, they are born of these two parts. Sarvajonishu kauntiya sambhavanti murtaya tasana mahat jani. Mahat, this mahat tattva, total material energy. So, one can understand by taking lesson from different varieties of living entities coming out of this material nature. Just like there is one earth, but different varieties of plants are coming out. Even without our endeavor, of course, in our garden, we take care of sowing different types of seeds. But in a jungle, you can go and see there are varieties of plants and trees. They are coming out of the earth. And they are producing different varieties of fruits and flowers. So, the variety is the manner of enjoyment. You cannot make it impersonal. Variety means each and everything is a personal, individual being. That is variety. As Krishna has already explained, Punna Gandha Prithivyam, there are reservoirs of different flavor within the earth. But according to the bija, they are coming out differently. There is rose scent, there is lotus scent, there are varieties of scent. They are already within the earth. But our materialistic scientists, they cannot take out any flavor from the earth. They have to take the flavor from the flowers, not from the earth. So, ultimately, as Krishna says, that Aham Krishna sa jagata prabhava pralayas tatha. Ultimately, he is the origin of everything. Sarva karana karana. We should always remember this verse of Brahma Samhita. Ishara parama Krishna, Sachidananda vigraha, anadi radi govinda, sarva karana karana. Now, here is the difference between God and human being. We are also part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we have got all the qualities of God, but in very, very minute quantity, because we are very minute. Therefore, all the qualities of God which we have inherited or which are already within us, they are also very minute. The intelligence is also minute. Everything is minute. Somebody was talking with me that why should we give more credit to Krishna or God? We are also manufacturing things. It is something like watch or clock. You wind it, there is spring and it will go on. Similarly, it is going on, everything is going on. So there is no difference between God's intelligence and our intelligence. That was his argument. So I replied, yes, there is no difference so far intelligence is concerned. But God creates one male and female and thousands and millions of entities are coming out of those two, male and female. But you cannot manufacture a male watch and a female watch so that by those two watches you can produce innumerable watches. That is not possible. That is in God's hand. So you have to prepare each and every watch. Whereas if God wants to manufacture watches, then he'll make one male and one female, and out of them many millions of watches will come out. That is the difference. So we cannot compare our intelligence with God's intelligence. Although qualitatively we are both the same. Just like the drop of seawater and the whole mass of seawater, the chemical composition is the same, but the quantity is different. We may have creative power, we have intelligence, creative power, but not just to the comparison of God. That is not possible. This is explained in another place in the Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna was informed that Krishna, long, long ago, he instructed this Bhagavad Gita, philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, to the sun god. So that calculation becomes about 40 million of years. So Arjuna said, my dear Krishna, we are contemporary, practically we are born of the same day. So how is that I can believe that long, long years ago, so many millions of years ago, you instructed this Bhagavad Gita philosophy to the sun god? The reply was, my dear Arjuna, both you and me, we are born many times, but you have forgotten. I remember. That is the difference. Our remembrance, our memory is very small. We cannot remember even what we are doing just this time in the morning. So we have to remember it. So we cannot be, in any way, we cannot be compared with God at any circumstances, although the quality is the same. So bijam maam sarva-bhutana. We may be bijam, or the father of, say, 10 children or 50 children, or say, formerly, people used to give birth, 100 children also. As we get information from the history, just like Dhritarashtra, he gave birth to 100 children. Rishabdev, King Rishabdev, he also gave birth to 100 children. So, we may be able to give birth, say, 100 or 50 or 10, but Krishna says, I am the father of Sarvabhutanam. There are unlimited number of living entities, asankha. The living entities, they are also calculated in the Padma Purana. Kisagra sadabhagasya satadha kalpitasya jiva bhagasya vijnaya sa anantaya kalpate. Ananta. There is no limit. Nobody can count how many living entities are there. Paramat, just like we cannot count how many paramanus or atoms are there within this universe. It is not possible. Similarly, we cannot count. And the Vedas also it is stated, nitya nityanam chetana sthitananam. So, nitya, titana, and chetana means living being. So Krishna, our God, he is the chief living being, or the chief titana, nitya, nityana. And we living entities, innumerable, he is one, but we are many, plural, nitya, nityana. The one nitya is singular number. The other nityas are plural numbers. The plural number nityas are the living entities. The plural number of eternals, we are also eternal. Na hannate hannamane sarire. After quitting this body, we accept another body, tatha dehantaram prapti. This is our material position, and there are so many in human, but each one of us are different from one another. That is the conclusion. Jena sarvam idam tatam. Abhinasi tu tad vidhi jena sarvam idam tatam. I am soul. You are also soul. So you are, your consciousness is spread all over your body. My consciousness is spread all over my body. But my consciousness is not spread over your body, neither your consciousness is spread over my body. Therefore, we are individual. Therefore, each one of us are individual living entities. You cannot say that we are homogeneous. No. Each one, that is also explained in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that all these living entities, Krishna said, I, you, and all these living entities are the kings and the soldiers assembled. We are existing in the past, we are existing at present, and we shall continue to exist in the future. Here also it is said, jo bijangamam sarvabhutanam vidhi partha sanatanam. Sanatanam. Sanatanam means eternal. Not that by somewhere or other I am now separated from the supreme whole, and I am now covered by Maya, and when I will be free from the cover of Maya, I shall be one with the Supreme. No, that is not. Here it is clearly said, Bijangman Sarvabhutanam, Sarvabhutanam, all living entities, they are also eternal. And they are Sanatana, that means eternally, We, the living entities, are individual, different individuals. In another place Krishna said, Khetragan chapi mang vidhi sarva khetresu bhag. Sarva khetresu. Khetra means his body. In each and every body, I am living, you are living. But I do not know what is going on in you and what is going on in me. But Krishna knows. He is another Kshetragya. I am Kshetragya, living soul within my body. And you are a living soul within your body. You do not know what pains and pleasure I am feeling. I do not know what pains and pleasure you are feeling. But Krishna says, as Paramatma, Sarva Kshetresu Bharat, Kshetragya, he knows what kind of pains and pleasure I am feeling, what kind of pains and pleasure you are feeling, or all the living entities. Ishara Sarva Bhutana, Riddhese Arjuna Tishtati, Krishna as the Paramatma, he is staying with every living entity. All living entities and Krishna also, we are all individual beings. There is no question of being amalgamated. It is said, Sanatana, Bijam Vang Sarva Bhutana, Vidhi Partha Sanatana, Sanatana, eternal. Eternally, we are different from one another. Not that at any time we are all one together. And now by chance, besides that, in another place we will find that the Chetan, the living spirit, cannot be cut into pieces, cannot be dried up, cannot be cut into pieces. So it is not that by chance we have been cut into pieces. No, eternally we are different from the Supreme Soul. We are individual soul. Bijangvāṁ sarva-bhūtānāṁ viddhi-pārtasvāṁ buddhi-buddhi-matānasmi. Now, without intelligence being given by the Super Soul, we cannot act. Buddhi-buddhi-matānasmi. Those who are intelligent, everyone is intelligent, but the source of intelligence is Krishna. We are not independently intelligent. This is also explained in another chapter, 15th chapter. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishta matta smriti jnanam mapohanancha. If Krishna likes, then he can make immediately remembering. He can make me remembering many past incidences. That is possible. Perhaps you know, sometimes a child is born and he can speak about his past life. That is, due to Krishna giving him the power of remembering about his past life. So, whatever we are acting with the intelligence of Krishna. Buddhi, buddhi matamas. We cannot have, just like in a factory, there are hundreds of men are working, but there is one poor man, he is giving the intelligence, you do like this, you do like this. Similarly, whatever we are acting, doing, the intelligence is coming from Krishna. Matta, matta smriti jnanam apuhana. Now, the question may be, why different intelligence are there? Is God very partial that He is giving somebody very good intelligence and the other not very good intelligence? Why this difference? The difference is God's kindness. If I want to act in some way, Krishna will give me intelligence in that way. If I want to become a devotee, Krishna will give me intelligence how to become a perfect devotee. And if I want to become a demon, Krishna will help me how I can become a perfect demon. That is the difference. But the buddhi or the intelligence is coming from Krishna. Krishna as super soul, he will give you intelligence. That is explained in another place, in the 8th chapter. It is said that Tesam satat yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam buddhi yogam dadamitam jinamam upajantite. Jinamam upajantite. Everyone should try to go back to home, back to garden. So this is the process. Tesam satat yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. One who is engaged 24 hours satat. Not that official, to engage oneself in little meditation for 15 minutes. No, Krishna says 24 hours, always, satata yuktam. Those who are engaged in devotional service, 24 hours, always. Tisam satata yuktanam bhajatam. Bhajatam, bhajan. Bhajan means service. Bhajasiva, bhajadhatu is used for giving service. So one who is engaged 24 hours to give service to the Lord Krishna, bhajatam, pritipurva, with love, loving service, not that official service. My Guru Maharaj says to rise early in the morning, I cannot do. All right, let me rise. But I do not like to rise. This is not priti. Priti means love. Why I must do it? Just like if I love somebody, if he makes engagement, please see me at a certain hour. I immediately go. Immediately go, in spite of all my difficulties. Because there is love. So therefore, to serve Krishna always with love and faith, such person, tesam satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurva buddhi yogam dadam. Krishna is with it. He will give intelligence. This buddhi, buddhi matam. He will give intelligence. What kind of intelligence? Such intelligence so that he may come back to home, back to God. Such intelligence. Not to give him intelligence that he will go to hell. In another place it is said, Tanaham disata kurura chipami ajasranda jonishu. Tanaham disata kurura. Those who are envious of God are Krishna. These people are after God, after Krishna. Just like there was a newspaper report, interview between our Tamal Krishna question. So many nonsense questions are put, that we are hungry, what Krishna will do. So these nonsense questions are put. Krishna is giving him food. Without Krishna's aid, he cannot live even for a moment. Still, he is saying, what Krishna will do to the hungry people like that? These are called vishatak. They are enemies of Krishna. Why Krishna will be God alone? I am also God. You are also God. We are all God. These are enemies. So, they are called demons, enemies. To these envious persons, Krishna says, Tanaham disata kruram. Disata. Because they are so much envious and stupid, cruel, krura. Full of duplicity. Such person, Tanaham disata kruram. Chipami ajasranda janish. So there are two kinds of intelligence going on. To the demon, a certain type of intelligence, and to the devotee, a certain type of intelligence. Therefore Krishna says, buddhi buddhimatamasmi. Don't take it as stereotype that he is giving intelligence equally to everyone. No, he is giving, therefore we see varieties of it. But these varieties of intelligence, because we want to work in such a way, and Krishna helps us. Krishna simply upadrashta, anumanta, this word is used, anumanta, giving permission. Permission means without Krishna's permission, you cannot act. Because sarvasya chaham hidi sannivishta, matta sriti jnana, unless he says that yes, you can do it, you cannot do it. There is a proverb that without the will of the Supreme, not a blade of grass moves. So, without God's sanction, you cannot do anything. That's the fact. But He gives you sanction as you desire. Man proposes, God disposes. But without His sanction, you cannot do. Tam asmi. Buddhi buddhi matam asmi tejas. Tejas tejas sinamaham. Tejas means a special power. We find varieties of men, varieties of animals, and there are different types of tejas, power, activity, influence. So whenever we find something special, either in the demonic way or in the devotional way, just like when Hiranyakashipu challenged his son, Prahlad. Prahlad was devotee and he was speaking very straightly. Prahlad's father asked him, "My dear Prahlad, can you say anything very good which you have learned from your school?" Prahlad said, "Yes, my dear father." But he did not address him as father. He said, "Asura Varjya." He said, "My dear, the best of the demons. Tat sadhu manne Asura Varjya dihi naam. Asura Varjya." He does not address his father as father. He said, "My dear Asura Varjya. My dear, best of the demons. Tat sadhu manne Asura Varjya dihi naam. Sada samudvignatiyama sadgraha. I have learned this, that for the persons, materialistic persons, who are always anxious, sada samudvignatiyama, for them, the best thing is, hityatma ghatam grihyanda kupam vananga tojat harimasvay. These instructions are there. So there are two kinds of men. One class is called Asura and the other class is called demigods. So demigods means those who are devotees of Lord Vishnu, and Asura means those who are envious or inimical to the personality of Godhead. They are called Asuras. So this buddhimata, teja, everything is given by Krishna. Just like the same example, Prahlad Maharaj, when his father was challenged him, the man said, "Prahlad, where from you have got all this God-conscious, Krishna-conscious knowledge? How do you speak?" He said, "My dear father, the same source where from you have also got this demonic power." This was the answer. The same source, janmadasya jat, You are talking like a demon, but you have derived the demonic power from Krishna. And I am talking like a Vaishnava. I have also derived power from Krishna. Therefore, Krishna said, buddhi buddhi matam asmi tirati rasinamaham balang balavatam chaham kamarada vivajitam dharma viruddha bhuteshu kamasmi bharatarsa. Dharma viruddha kam. Kama, lust. Lust for sex life, kama, or any sense gratification. If it is not against religious principle, then Krishna says, I am that kama, I am that lust. Therefore, according to Vedic system, lust.